I'm George Walker. Our guest is violinist Maria Sanderson, featured soloist with the Indianapolis Symphony for their Celebration of Black History concert. It takes place on February 28th. Maria studies violin with Mimi Swag, part of Indiana University's Pre-College String Academy, and recently won a place in the National Sphinx Competition in Detroit. It's a nationwide contest for Black and Latino young adult classical musicians. We're catching her before she heads off for auditions, a concert with the New World Symphony in Miami, and then back for the concert with the Indianapolis Symphony. The program there includes works by William Grant Still, William Dawson's Negro Folk Symphony, and James Weldon Johnson's Lift Every Voice. Maria, you're actually playing music of Mozart for this concert.
I am. I'm going to be playing the Mozart's fourth violin concerto, so I'm excited about that.
Now, Mozart's father wrote letter after letter saying, "Why don't you practice the violin more?" But I understand that's not a problem for homeschooled you.
Yeah. Growing up, I always wanted to play the violin. So when I was finally able to play it, I couldn't stop practicing. So my problem has always been to stop practicing rather than to start practicing.
I gather there's more than one violinist in your family, and sometimes people had to take turns.
Yeah, I'm actually the youngest of four siblings who all play the violin. And we grew up in a log cabin with a wood-burning stove. And so in the winters, we'd all take turns practicing around the fire so we could practice near the heat.
Mozart, actually, when he retired from being the concertmaster of one of the orchestras, and they hired a better violinist, Mozart rewrote all of his violin concertos, and I think he made this one a little bit stiff.
Yeah, it's definitely one of the harder violin concertos, but I just think it's so beautiful, and I've been playing it for a little bit now, and every time I come back to it to play it for another concert, it's just, I come to a whole new level of it since it's such a beautiful piece and it has such a depth to it.
What are the challenges for a violinist that Mozart added to this?
Well, it's not technically difficult. It's not as fast and showy as some other concertos, but this piece is very bare almost. It's very clean written, so your intonation is very exposed, and if you have a sloppy shift or anything, you can really hear it. So, yeah.
Wow. We're talking with Maria Sanderson, who will be soloing with the Indianapolis Symphony, playing music of Mozart. It's part of their Celebration of Black History concert. Mozart, one of your favorites?
Yeah, he's one of my very favorite composers. I look up to him and admire him so much because what he did was just so amazing with music.
Now, when Mozart wrote this, he was about 19. So you're almost as old as Mozart was.
I know. It's incredible to think that he was so young when he wrote this piece, but I guess music was just in his genes, so it came naturally.
So you're playing with the New World Symphony. You're playing with the Indianapolis Symphony. Some of these things have been arranged through the Sphinx competition. And then you're also auditioning for college. Maria Sanderson, she's the featured soloist playing music of Mozart, the Violin Concerto No. 4, Indianapolis Symphony Orchestra, and that takes place on February 28th. It's part of their Celebration of Black History concert. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.